Money Psychology. Money Psychology.
I'm Elliot Graves. This is Money Psychology. Every time you check a balance, swipe a card, or decide yes or no on a purchase, you're not just handling dollars, you're replaying old lessons you absorbed before you had language for them. And honestly, the part I keep circling back to with you is that big change almost never arrives as a grand gesture. It shows up as tiny, steady moves that look boring until they add up. Totally with you. Early in my career, I remember staring at my account and thinking, how am I supposed to save when there's barely anything left? That stuck feeling, it sits on your chest. It really does. Which is why I want to talk about micro-saving with you. Not as a hack, but as a relational shift. What if breaking the paycheck-to-paycheck loop isn't about a bigger paycheck first? It's about changing how you treat the money you already touch, one little deposit at a time. That question lands for me, and it's why I've been thinking about Jenny, single mom, different context than mine, but her story is the cleanest example of how tiny moves can rewrite the script. Before we go there, can I say the loud part? The reason these small steps matter is emotional. You're not just building cash, you're building hope. Yep. And small disclaimer, I didn't live her life, so take this as interpretation, not autobiography. But it tracks with what we see in behavior change. When she started, her goal was microscopic, save only the coins left from buying coffee. Not the coffee money, literally the change in her hand. So, teaspoons against a mountain. Excellent plan. That was sarcasm, to be clear. She had the same reaction. First week, it was like $1.40-ish. Her brain went straight to, what's the point? Because when anxiety feels that big, trying to move it with nickels feels insulting. Exactly how she put it. But, and this is where the shift started. She didn't stop. Coins in a jar, every day. After a month, she had about $6. Important difference, even if it's tiny, because it turns random into measurable. $6 won't change a life, but that jar changes the room. For the first time, there's money that isn't already spoken for. That's agency, the first crack in the helplessness wall. Right. Identity starts to wobble. You're no longer someone who can't save, you're someone who is saving. Even if it's 30 cents. The label flips before the math does. Each coin is like a little vote for future you. One vote is nothing. 30 feels like momentum. And momentum hunts for more momentum. Seeing the jar grow gave her a small hit of accomplishment. So she started looking for other chances to feel it. Round the grocery total down and skim the difference. Brew coffee at home once a week and toss in the $3. So the first habit became the catalyst. It wasn't just pennies anymore, it was the chase. You basically turned saving into a game. She did, and it worked. It turned a stressor into a scavenger hunt. Suddenly she wasn't stuck under circumstances, she was scanning for moves. That shift, not the amount, was the engine. Almost. I'd tweak the order a hair. The feeling from the action reinforced the identity, which then made new actions easier, not the other way around. Fair. That's a better sequence. And then, life did what life does. 2 months in, the jar had maybe $20. Then her son got an ear infection. The copay and antibiotics were $25. I mean, what do you even do with that? It wiped the jar in a bit more. She stared at the empty glass and thought, I knew it. Pointless. She almost threw it away. And? Her kids saw her, didn't know the whole saga, just knew it was the future fund. He comes back with a dime, drops it in, and says, it's okay, Mom, we can start again. That's the turn. One ordinary afternoon, a child drops 10 cents in an empty jar, and the whole narrative swivels from I failed to I'm still someone who saves. Exactly. She realized the goal wasn't the balance. The goal was the behavior. Old Jenny would have called it a disaster. New Jenny, the saver, called it a reset. So, the habit itself became the safety net, not the dollars, not yet, but the repeatable action she could rely on when everything else went sideways. And it uncoupled effort from immediate outcome. Next day, she found a quarter in the parking lot and dropped it beside that lone dime. She said the clink of those two coins sounded louder and somehow more hopeful than the whole 20 ever did. That sound is resilience, not a silent, empty jar, which reads as defeat, but the small, bright noise of a restart. And that changed her target. She stopped guarding the 20 and started guarding the routine, universe of difference. This is the part people miss when they're exhausted. We fixate on hitting a number, the $1,000 cushion, the paid-off card. And when something knocks us back, we treat it like we've blown the whole thing. And then we chuck the plan, instead of adjusting the plan. Simplest version. Success is the next deposit, even a penny. Over the next year, that jar grew, not just from coins but from choices she made on purpose. She built a few $100s. Not life-changing money, but it finally gave her breathing room. Breathing room against what, exactly? Not only surprise bills. Against hopelessness. Against the old story. 6 months in, her transmission died. She didn't spiral. She had $300 to put toward it. She still had to finance the rest, but she wasn't starting at zero. She was starting from strength. That's the identity dividend. She wasn't destined to be broke. She was a saver who hit a bump. Different posture, different choices. There's a terrible joke here about how the change changed her, and I'm unreasonably proud of it. No. Under protest, I withdraw the pun. The serious point, we overrate what can happen in a day and underrate what stacks up in a year. She didn't need a windfall or a promotion to start. She needed a jar and a different belief to practice. The thing I keep not saying is this. That dime from her son, it shows our money work is never just ours. The habits we build echo outward. She wasn't only shaping her future. She was modeling resilience in real time. I love that frame. She built a hopeful pattern out of almost nothing. Humble start, sturdy legacy. Next time, one of us, or a client, makes a money move that surprises us, I want to pause and ask, whose voice is speaking here, and what early memory is steering it? Knowing the psychology won't magically fix choices, but it helps anchor them in what's true now, instead of old fears and fantasies.